We're going to be back in 1 John as we continue through this wonderful book. A wonderful apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 2, starting with verse 18, we're going to go down to 23. And so who's the Antichrist, right? Yay. We hear that word and we spring to attention, right? It was the Antichrist. Big mystery. We ponder the writings in Daniel, Matthew 24, 2 Thessalonians, Revelations, if you're really religious. But who is this man, this great deceiver? We all want to know. Yeah, the Catholics say he's a Jew. And the Quakers said he was a Catholic. And some say he was the Mahdi of Islam. I used to be one of those people that if you go and look at it, there's some great parallels. If you don't really dive too deep into Scripture, you could do some theological connect the dots to make that happen. Some say it was Hitler. Some say it was Ronald Reagan. Has some numerology where their names somehow magically come up with the number 666. I forgot the whole story, but yes, Ronald Reagan was an Antichrist, or the Antichrist, becoming an Antichrist. I sat in a service where a pastor walked us through, let me make sure I get this right, Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, and Jeremiah Wright were the unholy trinity. True story, I was there. Some of you were there too. The dispensationalists watch Israel like a hawk. You know, anytime somebody sneezes in Israel, it's like, you see what happened over there? Antichrist must be coming. Time. If you leave here today and you turn to 96.3 or 100.7, there's a guy, I can't remember his name. He has a news report that watches Israel, and his slogan is, we're watching Israel. They're setting the stage for biblical prophecy to be fulfilled. And I listen to it for pure entertainment because it's funny. It's sad at the same time. I'll tell you why as we work our way through. We're looking for this Antichrist, this defile, this non-existent temple in Jerusalem. So far, it hasn't happened. I sat in a church service and the pastor would look for someone to, you know, kind of like an amen, but he was talking about the Antichrist and the when Christ would return, and he's like, what do you think, squirrel? And I was like, I don't know. I was 30-some-odd years old then. I was like, ever since I can remember, they've been talking about the end of the world coming, this Antichrist. It's like, I'm this age, and I just don't know. And I was met with opposition, according to 2 Peter 3, that I was a mocker and a scoffer. And I was like, okay, you asked me a question. I gave you an honest answer, but I'm a mocker and a scoffer. So who's this Antichrist, right? But fear not, beloved. The Lord has told me who Antichrist is. He's spoken to me. For those of you that don't know me very well, that's sarcasm. I worked with a guy that could not detect sarcasm to save his life. When they were electing the new pope, Francis, I think. Francis is my last name, so I guess I could have been a pope. He was listening to Fox News, and he gave us like a play-by-play on the pope. And he comes up, like, the new pope's from South America. It's like, so like Alabama? And he took it literally, you know. So I was like, no, dude, it was a joke. It was a joke. So I am in a way joking. I am being sarcastic. The Lord has, in fact, told me and you who Antichrist is, and it is contained within the Scriptures. So, if you'll turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, you would stand with me if you're able as we give honor to God's Word. We will read and hopefully have a better understanding of Antichrist. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, now even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were never of us. And if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have the anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is in the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Let's pray. Father God, as we work our way through this portion of the text, we just ask that you bless it. Lord, show us your word, reveal your truth. By your Holy Spirit, apply it to our lives. Let it be manifested in our lives. Lord, we love you and we praise your holy name, like God's children said. All right. Little children. John is demonstrating pastoral care as a father to a son or sons and daughters. Little children. It is the last hour. More proper translation here would be last time. Eschatos in the Greek, it refers to the last of something in a succession, so something that's going to be last. The end. Usually it deals with time. So we get the word eschatology, the study or the logic of the last times. Anytime you see ology after a word, it means the logic of. Ology is logic. So like theology is the logic of God. Biology, the logic of life. Bio means life. Every time you see that, it's the logic of. Last time, time is hora in the Greek here, the measure of time. So you put those two together, the last time. Seasons, years, all time. If we took this literally, the last hour, John's saying it's the last hour, or this translation says that some of yours might be different. It's obviously figurative because we're all still here reading John's epistle. So you can't take that quite literally. It's figurative. And as if you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. The original text has no thee. Some of yours probably does not have a thee in it. So here we are, Antichrist. It's odd to me that pastors would preach Christ could come back at any second Christ is coming back on one Sunday. I've been there. And on another Sunday that all these things have to happen before Christ could come back. You know, there has to be an Antichrist, the temple has to be rebuilt, and then all these things have to come to pass, and then Christ can come back. So I was left confused for many years as to how this is all supposed to play out, because very confusing, and quite frankly, eschatology makes my brain hurt. And I do think it's an important study. I think we should try to learn as much as we can about the coming of our Lord. And what it really boils down to is that it's going to happen. How it plays out is somewhat irrelevant. We don't have to guess at it. The Scriptures don't reveal enough for us to try to guess at it, and it's not our job to guess at it. We're not supposed to try to figure out when Christ is coming back. It's not our deal. It's theirs. So I believe Christ is coming back. Don't necessarily think that there's going to be a coming Antichrist, a one world leader, a person to defile the temple that's not there. I just don't think it's going to happen. So which is it? Temple fell in AD 70, it's gone. There's no new temple. no prominent new figure to defile it. And that's because it's already happened. AD 70, it all went down. There is a new temple, by the way. The children of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Only we can defile it. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit, collectively household of God. We're the body of Christ. So how do we deal with the end times, all right? The end times began with the ascension of Christ. We have been in the last days since the ascension of Christ. So what about Antichrist, right? Even now, many Antichrists have come. Antichrist and more Antichrists have come and are coming. Continual. By this, we know it is the last hour. The word Antichrist is only mentioned by the Apostle John four times. 1 John 2:18 on down. 1 John 2:22. 1 John 4:3. Let's flip over to 1 John 4, verse 3. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and now and is now already in the world. Is now already in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is now already in the world. 2 John 7. The fourth time it's mentioned. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. An antichrist. People around us. You see what John's saying here? Teachers of false doctrine concerning the person of Christ are antichrist. Paul dealt with the Judaizers in Galatians, a.k.a. Antichrist, adding works to salvation. Well, you have Christ, but you must do this. We see that today. Not necessarily the same thing, but we see that. You have your hair cut a certain way. You got to do this a certain way. I had a guy from the Church of Christ. He was quoting scripture to me. I said, because we were brothers. He's like, what church do you go to? And I was like, this one. No. Sorry, son, but we're not brothers. You don't go to the right church. Pro-Christ or Antichrist? We know that we're in the last times because there are Antichrists. Christ has ascended. The end times have begun. He came. He's gone. He's going to come again. So how is this a sign of the last days, the Antichrist? This is what he's saying here. How do we put those together? There can't be an antithesis to something that was never there, right? The Jews were looking for a coming Messiah. The world was looking for a coming Messiah. He came. Those in opposition are anti-Messiah, anti-Christ. Christ, they were looking for God in the flesh. Matthew 24, verse 5, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Some will claim to be Christ. Antichrist. There was a guy in Florida that claimed to be Christ that had returned again. Remember that? The nut. A crazy Antichrist. We've been in the last days for 2,000 years in counting. These are the last days. Eschatos. Verse 19, they went out from us, they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. They went out from us, but none of them were of us. Antichrist, from within the church, from inside the church. The spirit of Antichrist is alive and well within the church. Working within the body of the church. This is why we read, we study, we encourage you to read and study. We need to know who Christ is when Antichrist comes knocking at the door. When they arise, we'll know who they are. The Spirit of God, along with the knowledge of who God is, will testify to the truth within us. I can remember many years ago, before I don't even think I was a believer, but some Mormons came to the door and told me about Joseph Smith. And I was like, this don't sound right. You know, some Mormons came to my house and talked to my wife, and she witnessed to him. She's like, nah, you got it wrong. Here's what's up. Because the Spirit of God working within her and her knowledge of who Christ is, you can see that false doctrine. The ignorance breeds deception, right? You're easily deceived if you don't know any better. Children, you know, you can play those little coin tricks and pull it out from behind their ear because they don't know any better. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. So they were from within the church. They come up with false ideas, false doctrine. They go out of the church. How we get cults started. These Antichrist cults. If they were truly children of God, they would have remained. Went out that it might be manifest, it would have been made known that they were not of us. Went out so we would know, hey, we're not true believers. What about the true church? Pro Christ, Christians, children of God, who are they? Verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You have an anointing from the Holy One. We're anointed by the Holy Spirit. We have this foundation of the truth of Christ. Ephesians 2. We look at 19. Through 22. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Foundation was laid with a building. We stand on the foundation of truth, the apostles, Christ being the chief cornerstone, this perfect stone that was perfectly level, perfectly upright. It dictates the rest of the whole building. If you know anything about construction, you understand the cornerstone was the most important. It was perfect, perfectly set. Christ, our cornerstone, is perfect. So once the building is built, you don't go back and relay the foundation. It's there. You know all things. The original text here reads you all know. Proverbs 28. If I can find it. Verse 5, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. John 16:13. Word says, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. We see here, evil men cannot know good, and we're guided in truth by the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth rings in our hearts, rings in our ears, when we hear the truth. If you're a child of God, the Spirit of truth sounds an alarm if we hear false doctrine, right? We hear something that this doesn't add up. And we might not know why immediately. But just don't jive. We're like, we question that. The alarm is sound. Jehovah's Witness came to my door around Easter one year, and they came and said, they invited me to their Easter service so they could commemorate the death of Jesus Christ. And like, no thanks. Going to my church service here. And then when they left, I realized how they worded that. Did you hear it? They wanted to commemorate the death of Jesus Christ. We don't celebrate Resurrection Day. I don't call it Easter. Because of the death of Christ, we celebrate the risen Christ. That slight play on words. That spirit of Antichrist working within that. Pick it up right away. But the alarm was sounded. Verse 21. I have not written to you because you did not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is in the truth. Know the truth. Let's turn to Matthew 16. Verses 15 through 17. This is Christ speaking. He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Peter knew the truth because the God of heaven revealed it to him. Christ said, "You didn't know that of your own accord. It was revealed to you. Spirit of God who dwells in us." He was anointed by the Holy One, right? As all believers are. I hear people talk about pastors or who's really got the anointing. The anointing's on that one, you know, so they preach a good, healthy hellfire and damnation sermon, I guess. I mean, they just get everybody pumped up. The anointing's on that one. Beloved, the anointing is on every believer. The Spirit of God rests on you. You are kings and priests. You're heirs. You're adopted sons and daughters of the living God through the risen Christ. You have the anointing. Every believer. It's not special to select few, as the Catholics would have you believe. You earn your way to sainthood. We're all saints. Sanctos to set apart. 1 Corinthians 2:16. False according to Isaiah, is for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. The Spirit keeps us in the truth. Who is Christ? We have the mind of Christ through the Spirit. The truth rings in our ears. We understand this truth. A true believer can never stray from this foundational truth, and they cannot stray from the foundation of Christ and the apostles. It's laid there, part of this building. We're built up. We cannot separate ourselves from the building. We cannot separate ourselves from the truth. Verse 22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Pretty simple, right? Anyone who denies that Jesus is the Christ is a liar. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. In Galatians 1:8, the Judaizers were Antichrist. They were denying the true Christ. They were adding works to the salvation. You have to do this, you have to do that. We hear that all the time. Grace is not earned. If grace is ever earned, it's by definition not grace. You're saved by grace through faith and not of works. To deny the Father and the Son is Antichrist. One that's Pentecostalism. They deny the Father. It's Jesus only. From beginning to end. It's Antichrist. They deny the Father. Apostolic, same thing. They deny the Father. Antichrist. You can go on and on and on with Antichrist. 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 Any false doctrine that stands against the true doctrine of Christ is Antichrist. Verse 23. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either, right? Okay. Who denies the Son? Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah from beginning to end. Antichrist. Mormons teach that Jesus and Satan were spirit babies. They're brothers, sons, born of God. Not true. Antichrist. Antichrist doctrine. Christ was not born. He's eternal. Satan was created, not eternal. They deny the Son. Deny any part of the triune God is Antichrist. Any true doctrine is true doctrine. Any doctrine that stands against that is Antichrist. And they asked Christ if they could see the Father. He says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Spirit of God. All three, you're one. So I told you. God had revealed Antichrist to me, right? Super special. I'm anointed. You, beloved, are anointed. We see who Antichrist is. You've got to keep in mind, as I've said before, who John was dealing with here. There was the Gnostics. There was a bunch of Antichrists that and against the true knowledge of who Christ is, they withstood the truth. Antichrist had come, or coming, or we still have them coming today. The most dangerous Antichrist, they're standing in pulpits on Sunday mornings, teaching anti-Christian doctrine. Antichrist is at work in the world system, through our governments, through anything he can get his hands on. Spirit of Antichrist is alive and well. But the ones within the church are the most dangerous. deceiving the flock, deceiving the children of God. That's why the children of God need to be on guard, need to be in the Word, need to study. The Spirit will ring true in your heart. There's more Antichrist to come, and we continue until Christ returns. You, beloved, are born again, children of the living God, and in that we can rejoice. And when they come around, it'll be easy to withstand. You can rest on that truth. Let's pray. Father God, again we come into your presence. We thank you so much for your revealed word, that we may know you, know the true you. Lord, I've heard people say that there's some things that they can't know this side of heaven, but Lord, we can know what's been revealed to us on this side of heaven if we just look. If we want a desire to know you more, Lord, be in your word, reveal it to us, apply it to our hearts. We love you and we praise you, and all God's children said.